CD 3. Working conditions at Fort Meade were so grim that a conspiracy theory began to flourish within its condemned walls. There they were, hitherto ordinary soldiers, who had been handpicked and initiated into a fabulously secret military psychic elite, which turned out to be utterly humdrum. Lynn Buchanan and some of his colleagues had consequently come to believe that there must be another secret psychic unit, even more deeply embedded, and presumably with more glamorous offices than theirs. "I got to think that we were there in order to be caught," Lynn said when I met him in Las Vegas. Lynn is a soft-eyed, folksy-looking man, who, for all the dismal working conditions, sees his time in the old unit as the happiest days of his life. "What do you mean, there to be caught?" I asked him. "You know," said Lynn, "if the National Enquirer ever got wind of it, the Army could have said to them, 'Yes, we do have a secret psychic unit. Here they are.'" "Hang the psychics out to dry," postulated Lynn with some bitterness, "so the other psychics, whoever they were, would be left in peace to continue their even more secret work." So in the summer of 1983, when General Stubblebine asked the team to divine in which room of a particular villa in Panama City Noriega was staying in, and what Noriega was thinking about while he was there, they sprang into action, delighted for some distraction. General Stubblebine simultaneously ordered a team of non-psychic spies to rent an apartment down the road from Noriega's villa. The timing was critical. The moment the Fort Meade psychics delivered their divinations, General Stubblebine phoned the non-psychics in Panama and ordered them to climb over the wall, get inside the villa, and plant bugs in Noriega's rooms. Unfortunately, two of Noriega's guard dogs were alerted during the covert raid, and the non-psychics were chased back over the wall. General Noriega responded to this assault by placing a huge amulet around his neck and driving to a nearby beach where his personal sorcerer, a Brazilian named Ivan Trilha, erected an illuminated cross to ward off American intelligence operatives. General Stubblebine had his adversaries at home, too. His superior officer, General John Adams Wickham, the U.S. Army's chief of staff, was not a fan of the paranormal. General Stubblebine had attempted to captivate him at a high-level black-tie party in a Washington hotel by producing from his tuxedo pocket a piece of bent cutlery, but General Wickham recoiled, horrified.